Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hugh.
This feels like this is more like disrespectful than anything. I think no, Kyle's making fun of me.
I think if nothing, it's just patronizing. That's all.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Very patronizing. I'm picturing Alec Boehm slamming his bat and slamming his helmet at the plate last night.
The whole team will listen to this. Hugh's in charge of the music today. Turning point victory last night. All right, welcome back. Midday show. Was last night, are we going to remember that as a turning point for this Phillies team? Hugh Douglas is all in that camp this morning, turning point victory, three base running mistakes and an error in the field and a blown, save by Pastrana. But hey, it's a win is a win. That was a fun 11th inning. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. We also have another poll up. Was last night a good win? Was it a good win, Hugh? Where did it come down on that one? Is that a good win last night?
Nah, it's a win though. Mm. It's an ugly win. I mean, I'm not about to sit here. And I think that's what people don't understand what I'm saying. A win is a win. And you take them any way you could get them.
Sure.
Because it's a W. Because at the end of the day, what people are mad at is what they saw. They saw some bad baseball last night.
I mean, they made three outs on the bases.
I am not sitting here. And I think that's what people get mad because they're mad at me because I'm being optimistic. The bottom line is this. You go into the game trying to win. And as ugly as that game was last night, see, this is where people don't understand is that game was not going your way. Nope. And it didn't look like it was going your way. But you fought through that adversity. That's what I'm talking about. When you talk about that suburban energy, I'll even go as far as say this. If Otto Kemp wasn't out there, they don't win that game.
I agree. He had three hits, yeah. He's a big part of it.
They don't win that game. And that's the difference. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand is that you have somebody that came in last night that is fighting to stay. 25-year-old that has been in the minors for a while.
Undrafted player.
Undrafted player who gets an opportunity to go out there and be the catalyst for them to win. That's the things that I don't think people understand, and that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I love the Otto Kemp part of it. The frustrating part is the other guys, right?
The suburban kids.
Yeah, the guys that are supposed to know what they're doing, and they struggle.
The guys that don't know how to handle struggle. They don't know how to – the simple fact, we had two different sides of the coin last night. Mm. To your point, Kyle, Alec Boehm gets frustrated and throws a hissy fit.
Yeah, which I'm tired of. Enough.
And do you know what Otto Kemp does? He goes out there and lays down a bunt. A bunt that he ain't laid down in about 30 years.
He's playing
about 50.
He's 25, and he's playing with his hair on fire.
Yes, because he's trying to stay. He knows that their opportunities are few and far between, and he's trying to capitalize on his opportunity. Alec Boehm goes out there, and he doesn't fight through adversity. He throws a hissy fit. That's the difference.
I agree with that. But as far as it being a turning point, I can't go there this morning.
I think it can be.
Well, we all hope you're right. I mean, this is one, we all hope Hugh Douglas is right. We all doubt he's wrong. We all hope he's right. That's just that. And sometimes you're right about these things. I mean,
I'm pretty thorough with my rightness, though. I mean, I ain't trying to toot my own horn. Now, but
sometimes we like to look at the big picture versus small picture. You did tell us yesterday that Boehm would be the catalyst.
Yeah,
I thought that. Yeah,
he had tears in his eyes in the field again. Yeah, he's a grown up.
All right, but Nick Castellanos came through with a hit, though. He got a hit.
Also got hat on the bases. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to. I tend to look more at the positive.
Yeah, big picture.
Yeah, we know.
Big picture, yeah.
The Castellanos one was the worst of them all.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what on earth compelled him to think that he could make it to second?
Nothing.
Because he was trying to make something happen. That's the Otto Kemp effect. That's what Otto brought to the table.
Well, maybe we need to tone that down a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Because it's
we can't be stretching singles into doubles and getting down on the bases.
No, but it's more
the
about
Otto Kemp effect.
Trying
like
to
spinning your three days.
Well, no, it's not. I'm not spinning. It's the way I see things. You call it spin. And I know, boy, they're gonna kill me on you people.
Oh,
today.
They're ready to crush you, I'm sure.
All I'm saying is this. This is that want to that I'm talking about that this team has not had.
To go back to the Titanic reference, if we are using that again, right? It's like
it's pretty good. It's been working pretty good.
Well, we're taking on water, and you put a piece of like electric tape over one of the holes of the boat.
I'm waiting for the life preservers, man. They're coming.
And
they're
on their way. Hey, we passed this hole.
We gotta be optimistic, man.
It was a great win. It was fun, but I mean, turning point.
Did you say great win? You said great win.
It was a great 11th inning. The win itself was not fun.
I don't know, Kyle. You might have to go back and listen to that one.
I did say that. It was a great win. But what it was a great 11th inning. That's what I meant. It was a fun ending to the game that mostly bothered all of us.
It was an awful win.
But it was a win. That's the thing. It was a win.
I take back the great win. It was a great 11th inning. It was a great couple bunts.
See, you guys don't want to see it. You don't want to see it, and you don't want to believe
it. I saw bad baseball for hours.
And I get that, but this could be the catalyst. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, jeez. All right, before we go back to the phones, can we hear more?
Do we have to go back to the phones?
Yeah, we do.
Do we have to? I'm looking at this phone line, and it's not going well for me.
Can we hear more delusion? Let's hear Topper before the game yesterday. Asked about Kevin Long, who a lot of people, including myself, would be very happy if he was out of here, no longer the hitting coach. Here is what Topper said about K-Long yesterday.
Whenever a team struggles like this, people immediately say change the hitting coach. Why do you think Kevin is the right guy still leading this group?
I think Kevin's the best hitting coach in baseball. And I think these guys listen to him. He works. He's a tireless worker. He's great with the players. He's knowledgeable. Obviously, he's knowledgeable. But he also tells them the truth. And they respect that.
All right, so he says he's the best hitting coach here in all of baseball.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah.
And he's not the only one that says that.
Mm. How come they don't hit more?
You heard Topper, they listen to him.
Yeah, I mean.
That might be the problem.
To me, it's one of two things. Either he is a great hitting coach, and these guys, a lot of the lineup, are not good hitters, so he can't make them good, or he's not that good. I mean, I can't see it both ways.
I look at it like this, and I'm going to use Alec Bohm as an example.
Okay.
A lot of times when you're at the plate, you might have the mechanics that the coach is teaching you in your head the mm-hmm. right way, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But you might revert to what you feel, what is comfortable for you.
Sure.
And it feels like a lot of times, just from my, you know, watching Bohm in the limited capacity that I watch him in, that's what he does. He goes back to what's comfortable, and it's really not working for him. And Ruben told me this morning that during the course of the season, guys are reluctant to change their approach. That's what he said. He said because I asked him flat out, I'm like, why aren't guys more willing to change their approach when at the plate during the season? Because it's super, like, they're just comfortable in the position.
It
that
feels like
in.
That's more of an off-season thing, yeah, right? We have yeah. more time away from the game. I get that. Look, I don't think Kevin Long is a disaster. He's had a long career, but he just isn't getting results from these guys. Again, it took 11 innings, two bunts, and the Cubs throwing the ball all over the field last night to get to four runs. I mean, that's how they got to four. They had two runs last night, again, through 10 innings, and that included the guy on base to start the 10th inning. That's not good offense last night. They ran into outs the whole game. All right, one more here. This was Kyle Schwarber before the game talking about, hey, team meeting, is it time for that? How do you go about this? Here's Schwarber on kind of the philosophy the Phillies have had trying to get through this rough patch.
There's not really team meeting aspect-wise. You know, I think everything comes around naturally, that everyone walks around the room, everyone talks to each other, you know, especially even when you're going through it in Pittsburgh and whatever it is. Everyone has conversations, and you know, I think that's the biggest message, is just making sure that, you know, my biggest thing is just never riding the high, never riding the low, right? You have to be able to stay that same person on a daily basis. And if you can control your emotions and you can control your attitude and the things that you can't control on a daily basis, good things are going to happen.
Hugh, what do you make of that one? Because it feels to me that's where he's saying, like, hey, we don't need a team meeting because we're doing this every day. Like, every day he's talking to this guy and that guy and trying to keep everyone. Like, it seems like he wants to make it less formal than a, hey, we need a team meeting. Let's just do it piece by piece, day by day, and that counts instead of a big meeting.
I think that's the biggest difference because as a football player, we have a week. We have a whole week of practice and everything to get ready for the next game. So we're constantly correcting the mistakes. We get a chance to look at the plays that we messed up
right.
and go over them and get a better understanding of how we fit in the offensive side or the defensive side. The thing with baseball players, in my opinion, is you probably don't even watch that game last night because you're getting ready for today's game.
Right. They may watch their own individual at-bats or the pitcher
might
watch his mechanics.
You might do that when you come in for a little while,
right.
but that's not enough to change a whole, I don't think, a whole lot in what, 18 hours, 12 hours, something like that, whatever that is. That's not a lot. That's not a lot of time to change it because you're getting ready for the next game.
You're probably watching more film on the next pitcher rather than what you did wrong the day before.
Yes, and then that's why you try to go in the batting cage and just try to, you know, tweak some small tweaks. I would think probably get there a little bit earlier, get a couple at bats in to try to tweak it that way. But you're really not in a position, I don't think, to change a whole lot because you don't have a whole lot of time.
Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I generally think team meetings in baseball are overrated. I mean, what is Kyle Schwarber going to say? Like, we got to stop making outs on the base. Like, they know what they do wrong. I mean, they know what. Now, if they think someone's not trying or there's an issue, like, that's different. And I actually think they work better when the manager calls them because the manager seems to be kind of be off in his own world most of the time. But I'm with Schwarber on this. Like, he probably talks to everyone individually throughout the week, and that suffices in terms of his message getting across. I don't need team meetings. I need wins. And I need them to play better baseball. And last night was a fun 11th inning. I accidentally called it a great win earlier. It was not. It's not a great win. Not when you have that many outs on the bases.
He's going to hang on to that.
I know he is. That's his thing. But the bottom,
I'm not going.
Well, you probably are. You're the baseball guy right here. Now we know that. 215-592-9494. Hugh believes last night could be a turning point for the season. Agree, disagree. Where do you come down on the win? John in West Philly. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Joe? Let me take you off speaker.
You got it, John.
All right. So, I was telling Kyle on the phone. I'm with Hugh today and stuff. I don't think that it was a good win. I think that it was a win. It was an okay win. But when I look around the MLB and stuff like that and I watch other teams, mm-hmm. when, you know, the quote-unquote good teams are winning, when they win 2-1, nobody, like, puts up a fit. It's still a win. And I'm tired of everybody discrediting, like, you know, what the Phillies do well. Like, you know, Otto Kemp out there putting bunts down. Johan Rojas sacked bunts and stuff to move runners and stuff. I'm aware of, like, everything that we did wrong and stuff like that, but I'm just tired of everybody just being so low when we're at, like, our lowest moments and stuff like that. Like, why is the sky always falling for us and nobody else?
Ooh, I can answer that question.
Go ahead.
You.
What do you got?
It's because of the expectations for this team. Now, I'll sit here, and I know everybody's upset because they're expecting more from this team. Because for us, this is a World Series contender, and they're not playing like it. So I get that, and that's why a lot of people are frustrated, because they're supposed to be better than this at this point.
So, John, I think there's the way you framed it, like other teams can win 2-1 or, you know, a low score, and it's not looked at a negative. I think not all 2-1 wins or 4-3 wins or whatever are the same. Like, if last night they won 2-1 and Wheeler was great for his 6 or 7 innings and the bullpen went you know, shutdown inning. I'd be fine with that. Like, they held down.
I completely understand, Joe. But, like, when you look at our lineup, look at what we went into the game yesterday with. Like, the only people that you were confident in is Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner. And, yep, like, against all odds, somehow we came out and won the game with Otto Kemp going out there playing hard. I don't know what the hell Castellanos is doing time around the second. But, you know, like, look at what we had. We probably had only two competent hitters, and we beat the Cubs, like a good Cubs team. Like, look at that lineup.
Well, you're right. I mean, and they held them down for the most part. Like, other than the Strom home run he allowed, the pitching was good last night.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with Strom, but that's
I know. It's unfortunate he's going back with you. John, we appreciate the call. As Kirkering has gotten better, Strom has given up more hard contact for, it feels like, 2 or 3 weeks now, which is not a good sign. But yeah, look, just because you win 2-1 doesn't mean it's a bad win. A lot of great Phillies teams have won games 2-1 on the back of a great starting pitcher like Zach Wheeler last night. The issue is, like, think about all the mistakes they made last night.
A lot of mistakes.
They had an error in the field. They ran into 3 outs on the bases. I mean, just that alone, you might not see that again the rest of the season from any team. Or it's pretty rare to run into 3 outs in the same game on the bases. That's remarkable. They hit into 3 double plays. It's like pulling teeth to get some runs for this team sometimes. So, yeah, look, they beat a good team, and I'm happy they did. And I got Hugh over here, you know, jumping up and down, saying it is the turning point of the season, comparing it to a Super Bowl champion, you know, winning a game in Week 5. I can't get there. I mean, that was last night more of luck or more of skill?
Luck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not lying to you, but the desire was there. You can't deny the desire.
They had urgency to them last night. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and sometimes, Joe, that's all it takes. Because like I said, I saw the game differently. Like, a lot of people focused on the mistakes that were made. I focused on the desire to try to win that game, regardless of the mistakes that was made. And I also focused on the other guys that Otto Kemp pulled begrudgingly to help him help win the game. Brandon Morris. Remember yesterday we were talking about the lineup?
Mm-hmm.
And I said something to the effect, well, we were trying to figure out where to put certain people. And I said Morris' name, and I think I said it at fourth or fifth or something like that. And he was like, oh, for real? Like, you know, he's having a horrible season. He came up big last night.
Pinch hit and came through late, yeah.
He came up big, and that's what I tend to focus on because I believe this. And I'm starting to believe this for real. I think they listen a lot more, the players that is, than we think they do. And I think they hear when somebody believes in them because a lot of times, you know, as fans, and which is our right to do because we're fans, when they hear people that are being like, oh, these guys think and stuff like that, it's a little bit refreshing to hear somebody that say, hey, man, I believe in you.
Are you trying to be the refreshing voice the Phillies need?
I didn't say it. You did.
No, you're alluding to it.
I didn't say that.
Well,
you're
saying that you think the Phillies listen.
I do.
And sometimes if you, like a voice of positivity can make them feel
doesn't
good.
Doesn't it feel like that, though?
Sometimes.
Because, doesn't it? Because I say it. I mean, I'm not. This is not me, you know, tooting my own horn.
No, it sounds like it. Yeah.
But I said yesterday that somebody needs to spark this team.
Yes.
30-year-old ass Otto Kemp.
25-year-old rookie
42
Otto Kemp.
You really think he looks that old? He looks old. He looks a little older, man. And Otto,
well,
if you're listening,
he is older than your typical rookie. He's 25.
Otto, if you're listening, that's because you've been working hard, man. I appreciate you.
Poor guy. Gets here, has a great night. You come in, you say he looks old.
Otto, you do look. You look
let
old.
Let me look at his face here. I don't think he looks old.
He look a little old.
It's the mustache.
Yeah, it's the porn stash. Yeah, that's the porn stash.
He looks a little bit older than your typical rookie.
Now you're trying to...
What typical rookie?
He look old. It's okay to look. He's not old, but he look old.
If not for the stash, I don't think you'd be saying this. I think it's the stash.
No, I probably would.
Yeah.
He looks weathered. He looks weathered.
No one wants to be called... Old catcher's mitts are weathered. You don't want to...
Otto.
Old jackets are weathered.
Otto, you did a good job, dog, but you look weathered. It's okay.
Poor guy's in his Uber right now going to grab a bite to eat. Oh, what are they talking about? Like, WIP?
Who is this weenie up here calling with this full beard? He probably looking like old ass calling me old. Otto, you look like me and you about to get ARP about the same time. Well, I already got it.
You called him weather. The guy's been in the big leagues for a few days.
He's trying to stay. He played like he's trying to stay.
Yeah, well, good. I hope he does stay. I really like him better than Alec Boehm. Lee is up next on WIP. Hey, Lee.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Lee?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
We're good. We got a win last night.
I'm good, man. Listen, I'm a lifetime listener. First time caller, lifetime listener, because I love the show. Love you guys.
We appreciate that, Lee. So what's on your mind?
Man, listen, great game last night. I mean, good win, put it that way. Not great. Good win for the team, for the morale. But I hear you guys every day, and every day it's Alec Baum is kind of the topic with the show, and nobody on the team is struggling more than JT Realmuto at bat. And you guys, as fans, whole radio talk, or just frustrated. Imagine how that guy feels at bat when he wants to help his team, and he can't just because he hits a grounder.
So this is more us double than play. It is about Alec.
Yeah,
it's about us. This is about your negative.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to give him some grace? You want some grace for Alec Baum?
Man, dude, yeah, give him some grace, man. Nobody's struggling more on that team than JT Realmuto. You cannot depend on JT to get you a hit.
One, he did get the big hit last night to tie the game. But you're right.
That was last night,
yes.
Yeah.
In general, you're right. Lee, I guess for me the difference is I expect this now at this point of JT's career, at his age, after all the games he's caught. My expectations are very low for his offense. I can't use my energy getting mad at JT when I don't expect much. I just think he's a very declining offensive player. This is supposed to be Alec Baum's prime, Lee. Like, this is supposed to be the best he's ever been at 28 years old. Like, he's right in that spot where he's supposed to be a star. And it's not just that he struggles, because that happens to every player. You're right. It's the body language, Lee. I can't handle his body language. It's like he's a child out there when he makes an out. It drives me crazy. I mean, that's just me. Maybe it doesn't bother you, but I can't handle it.
Yeah, and at some point, man, you can't wear your emotions on your sleeve the way that he does. You know, it feels like he crumbles in big moments.
I hear you, Hugh. I hear you, Hugh. But it's just like we're so frustrated with him. And I understand that he does act a certain way. But he wants to do better. And
Lee, can I ask you a question? Do you have children?
Of course, I have children.
How old are they? Older kids or younger kids?
I have a 20-year-old. I have an 18-year-old, and I have a 13-year-old.
So they're fairly younger. So you're still in that phase where, you know, you're still, for lack of a better way of saying it, coddling your kids, right? You're still in that phase where, you know, you're their protector and you do mostly what you can for them, right?
Correct.
I have a 26-year-old daughter that's here with me right now. And right now, I'm balancing the act of trying to be her protector and at the same time allowing her to spread her wings. And a lot of times, man, like, you just got to let them spread their wings. You know, you can't coddle them all the time, because at some point you're not going to be here and they have to learn how to face adversity and handle that. That's where I am with my daughter right now. You can't keep saying that, you know, you're being too hard on them or this, that, and the third, because life is hard. You know what I'm saying? So he's old enough and he's had enough success where he shouldn't be acting the way that he's acting right now. That's the problem. This man is, what, damn near 30, has been to an All-Star game and has regressed. And he's still out there in key moments acting like a petulant child when his team needs him. And Otto Kemp, a guy who Joe pointed out that wasn't even drafted, comes in hungry. You know, like when you hear kids say, get it from the mud? That's what Otto Kemp is trying to do. He's doing whatever it takes for them to look at him and say, hey, we need this guy in the lineup. That's what's needed. And that's what Baum needs, because they tried to get rid of him.
Yeah, and I couldn't understand. I really couldn't understand that, because he was on fire last season. He was just,
and he regressed.
That dude was on fire,
and he regressed.
I mean, they all struggle, man. Look at Bryson Stott. They all struggle.
What moment can you think of that Bryson Stott had, Alec Bohm had this year outside of hitting in that small band box of a park that he was in? What other moment has he had this year that you can say, hey, looks like he's coming back and being the guy that we thought he was?
Yeah, none. None. And then, Lee, I understand we want
A few games ago, he was what, 4-for-4?
Yeah, he's had some good games. He gets some singles. And, Lee, we appreciate it. I understand you want him to succeed and you feel like some positivity could be good. I can't pretend he's not a frustrating player, though. I don't feel the same way about every player that struggles. Some players are frustrating when they struggle, and Alec Bohm is frustrating. Look, last night was a unique kind of win because there's parts of it, or a lot of it, where you feel like you hate watching this team at points. It's like, what am I watching? What am I wasting my time on? They look ridiculous out there running the bases. But then there's that 11th inning, and the energy that Otto Kemp brought that Hughes pointed out. I hope he's right on this. I mean, I know he's wrong about defense. I hope he's right, dead right about this, that it is a turning point, and we got a lot of wins coming. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls to Phillies coming up after we talk to Mark Ross, who recently said the Eagles should have one big-time player on their radar. He used to work for the Eagles, now NFL Network. Mark Ross joins us. Coming up, all your phone calls as well, 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.